Now, exactly where is he today? Let's see. Just get my phone. Okay. He actually texted me earlier. That's nice. Okay. Ooh, the cafe. That's nice. Wait. He's bringing his cousin again. Oh well. Guess it can't be helped. Better get there before anything gets a bit too douchey because of her. It's.
We get to the cafe to see a lot of people mainly drinking coffee or probably enjoying the cafe's Wi-Fi. But at one table we see the man Remy has had her eye on, as well as his cousin. They're together. The guy seems to see Remy and flags her down. Well, look who decided to join us.
Didn't miss it. I mean, coffee and a time with you is, well, it's honestly a no-brainer.
Yes. I agree. I mean, besides, who wouldn't want to be with the cutest culinary instructor in town?
Oh, you. I don't understand why you're looking at me like that. I've seen you glance over here a few times. I'm not gonna say hi to you. Oh, well, hello to you too. Whatever.
Now,
Well.
girls, be nice to each other.
Nice? Are you kidding me? Why would I be nice to her?
Because I'm stronger than you and I could beat you up if you try to pull a fast one like you did the last time.
That fast one was just a prank. I mean, come on. She was a gold digger and didn't really. She didn't even care about you in the first place.
You
But you know that I
practically.
do.
I don't want to get into it. Okay? We both know what you tried to do to her after you found out.
What can I say? If someone's messing with my cousin, I have no choice but to do something. I
That's
mean,
not the point.
okay. Okay.
With that said, I think I need to calm down before I scare Remy any further. Don't you think? Now then, I'm gonna go see if I can grab myself a coffee cake. Give me a second. He gets up to go walk to the what appears to be a counter where they're selling baked goods. Obviously, to buy the coffee cake he had mentioned earlier. Feeling as though grabbing a bite out of it will probably take his mind off the anger he suddenly gained from his cousin.
I swear, looking at you is the worst thing I've seen all day. Oh, really? Well, by the looks of you, it's not exactly a treat to look at you either. What? Well, I mean, you're saying that you look better than me or something from how you're wording it. And, well, to me, I can tell by looking in your eyes that you obviously love your cousin a little bit more than a cousin. I mean, that's bad. And you no. No. I love my cousin like a cousin, not like something else. I'll have you know. I already have what? There's Ryan, Siren. Oh, and there's also Derek. I have at least three guys on me right now, and it's kind of hard to choose just one, you know? No, I don't know. I don't speak slut. What? Well, I mean, if you think about it, having three guys at one time, you're dating. What are you doing? Hopping around on dates with them? Maybe even sleeping with them as well? That doesn't seem like a good thing to do. Before you know it, you're gonna book a day with all three of them, and guess who's gonna show up? All three of them, the exact same time, exact same place. And then who's gonna have to explain things to them? Because I don't think it would be pretty easy to. You? Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Your therapist told you. Don't do anything. Heavy thought. You're doing things your therapist told you to do or something? Don't listen to her. Don't listen. Just ignore her, and everything will be just fine. I plan on banging your cousin, you know. Don't listen. Think every thought. Don't grit your teeth, or else you'll sharpen them too much. Yeah, just keep humming away. You'll be fine. Listen, bitch. I will hurt you. I don't like doing it. I swear. I hope he dumps you. I swear. I hope he does. I wonder when that will happen.
Before
What?
the cousin realizes it, a coffee cake is standing before the empty chair, and Remy's day is behind his cousin, behind the cousin. What was that about you saying, "I hope she dumps, I dump her"? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I just remembered something. I have to go. Siren texted me earlier. He wants me to go to the movies with him. I'll see you. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, you better run.
Well, someone is pretty scary when they're mad.
He takes a seat in front of his toffee cake as he takes a sly bite with a grin on his face. Yeah, that one always seems to get her every time. Now then, now that we're alone, why don't we get down to what we really had in as part of the plan, shall we?
Sure, why not?
All right. So, how's life been for you teaching culinary students at the local college? I know you do it as part of working for the community college, and I know that sometimes certain batches can be a handful, and usually you have to do it all on your own.
Well, surprisingly, it's actually going pretty good. No trouble so far. Well, except for a few minor kitchen mishaps. But other than that, it's actually pretty good. I mean, the food we make afterwards is actually quite nice. I have some pretty talented students in that class.
Well, at least the good news is you don't have to worry about the kitchen being set on fire.
True. But if it does happen, well, that's going to be coming out of my salary.
Oh dear.
Well, at least I have my friends to help me as well. So I should be fine soon.
True. Speaking of which, I think I remember that somewhere. I'm not sure if you knew of him, but didn't you say something about a few weeks ago about being interested in someone, like, in terms of seeing them about needing help in some kind of problem? You had mentioned it before, but I only thought of it lightly. I didn't really see it as much of an issue. Thought it was something only you should have to take care of on your own. Because you might object to me looking into it.
You did say you thought about it lightly, right? If you thought about it lightly, though.
Yes, you but bring it up. Because I care about you.
I always do. Wait, what?
I've always cared about you, to be honest. My cousin might show a total distaste for you, but me, if you compared me to my cousin, we're basically polar opposites on the issue of you. I care about you, and she has a total distaste for you. I don't understand it just as much as you do. I would think she'd be more understanding, but instead she wants to eat my throat out about it. She apparently thinks I have a bad choice in partners. Apparently she thinks she can do better than me.
Well, that's not
what I mean, I get she's polyamorous and all that shit, but come on. That's a fucking joke.
Just one, really.
I mean, at some point, we all have to go through, even when you're polyamorous, there comes a point where you can only choose one to be with for the rest of your life. No matter how much you want to be with all of them at once. That's just the way life works.
What if you become an uncle one day? Because I'm pretty sure from how she was talking, something was hinting that something happened to your parents. I'm sorry if I'm getting into anything, but from how she was saying things, I could hint there was some sadness in there, but I don't know why. And if she's with you every day or almost every day, then You two must live together, right?
It was a forced arrangement.
Forest?
My cousin lived with our parents were kind of split up. I was staying with our father and she was staying with our mother. They were both in separate locations and my father decided to leave me with a babysitter while he went to visit our mother and my cousin. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned when our parents went to have a night out together to enjoy themselves. Both of them were martyred by a chimera.
Oh no.
As a result, we ended up having to live to me and my cousin ended up having to live together in what used to be my father's house. And then after a while, I couldn't stand it, so we moved out and left town and moved here, hoping to get away from our past.
I didn't mean to bring anything up. I really didn't.
It's okay. Honestly, I was expecting it to come out one sooner or later. Besides, I feel like I shouldn't have to keep skeletons from someone I expect to date like this. Besides, if we are to be in a relationship, we need to learn to be honest with each other. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but there are some things that people don't tell their partners, you know?
Still, I
Like,
think you should
for example.
know. I mean, needless to say, if a chimera does come after me, or even you, let's just say I'll be ready for it. Not falling for that mistake again.
Don't want you getting hurt, though. It wouldn't even feel right to even.
Do I look like I give a damn after what a chimera did to my parents? Pretty much don't really give a damn whether I live or die. As long as the people I care about, like you, live, who gives a shit what happens to me? They could tear off both my arms if they want to. I'd still give them a living hell.
Well, aren't you the knight in shining armor, huh?
Damn right I
But
am.
I think that they'd have to get through me, though, to get to you.
Oh, really?
Or get through your cousin. Never first.
Then again,
I prefer the
I
cousin, though.
think, true, that the cousin, given she's more of a. Sometimes I think the cousin's so much of a pain, I'd likely use her as a meat shield. Though I don't think her partners would be in love with that idea.
I'm sure she admires them.
The one, Siren. I don't know. Her tail intimidates me.
How?
Let's just say it. Siren's tail has a mind of its own. Let's just say when she's horny, her tail isn't pretty. it tends to get just as horny as she does.
Oh, that sounds really weird.
Yeah, like I said, intimidating.
Do that? That isn't even possible for a fox to do. It's not even like...
Well, there were rumors, honestly. I don't know if they're true or not, though.
Well, I don't understand exactly, though. Still, I mean, a fox's tail doesn't even react when they're horny. That's... Well, okay. I knew one fox whose tail did react, but it wasn't in exactly the same way that you're describing it. You're saying it has a mind of its own. His tail doesn't really have one. It just wags the whole time. But if you're saying that her tail has a mind of its own, then there has to be something genetic going on. Right? Like, maybe that's, some genetic mutations?
That's the thing. There were rumors about Siren, but I personally haven't been able to confirm them, but they still go around about her nonetheless.
Rumors? Like, what?
They say that Siren was broken out of an experimental facility. She was a experimentation project that was a creature created by a draconian scientist.
That's a very, very far-fetched rumor, but
they also said that this is where it gets a little creepy. They say that the tail had a tentacle hidden inside of it.
Oh no, 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 no. 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 Okay, somebody must have been horny when they made that one up. Someone must have. Because that is not possible. At all. At least they hope it isn't possible.
But under normal genetic circumstances, it isn't.
Yeah.
There would have been some heavy genetic splicing going on to make it stably possible with increased amounts of stability to make sure the body didn't collapse due to pressure. Because under most normal circumstances, Siren's body should have collapsed due to the pressure of the genetics.
Maybe there's some kind of side effect to the body not collapsing. Maybe such as erratic behavior because of triggers or something? I mean, I'm only going off of some facts here, right? Maybe?
Well, I do think I remember something about Siren getting high off catnip. Though I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Wait, catnip?
Yeah, like actual catnip.
Siren, actually. Like, do you know what Siren is?
Well,
as in animals.
For the most part, her appearance seems to take on the form of some kind of wolf. Physically, at least.
Wolf?
From what we can tell, yes, a wolf. She appears to be gender fluid, as she seems to have both male and female forms, but she seems to primarily take preference in the female form.
Hmm.
Though she can easily switch at will.
Your cousin called her a guy, but I was confused a little bit, but now I know why. Okay. Let's see. Why? Let's see. Okay. Catnip. Gender fluid. Penta. The tentacle is what gets me the most. I don't understand. Why would a tentacle be inside of someone's tail?
Well, I met Siren once, and I got the odd feeling her tentacle, the tail at least, the end of it looked like it had a mouth, even if it was shut at the time. So it appeared like the tentacle came out of that maw in her tail. So it's possible that she uses that tail for something, be it erotic or not.
I don't think I want to know what the purpose of that tail or the tentacle is, but I think I already know.
Yeah.
And it has to do with your cousin. The only way to confirm any of these rumors is to either ask Siren herself, or we use the bitchier option, your cousin.
What are you saying? We should bait my cousin into doing it for us?
I mean, sure. Maybe we can bribe her with something? Anything she likes. I mean...
Or we could torture her into doing it, into them having them do it with us watching. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's too sadistic.
Yes.
I just thought it was a good idea at first. My bad.
Could be, in the long run, if they both disagree with it. Possibly, we could find a way to bribe them, and if they don't take the bribe, maybe then force them? But I don't think I want to watch.
I was thinking of it as blackmail, but I guess you could call it that.
Yeah. Let's see. What to use? Well, let's first start off with what your cousin likes.
Well, I know that in terms of my cousin seems to be a big fan of nightlife stuff. She also seems to have a fondness for... don't know why, but... she had this fondness for this one bird at the local nightclub. Probably ran into him before. I think I've seen you at the same nightclub before. You've probably seen him before. Frequents the dance floor on the ground level. Plaid blue feathers. Wears the shortest shorts in town. Gay as heck.
Interest in Kobe?
Yeah. She had interest in him. Needless to say, she got rejected. And she wasn't a fan of that.
Oh, no. So then, what do we... Hmm.